Thank you so much, Yvonne. That is what we're looking at. And why are we doing Psalm 118? Well, because God is there and He's the one we trust. And we're just in between series. So I thought it'd be a great one to encourage us. So you probably picked it. What are we talking about? Who do we take refuge in? What do we take refuge in? Now, food is a great gift from God. When it all gets too much, a good coffee and a good amount of chocolate will help. Or maybe spending time cooking a nice meal or dessert. Comfort food. I looked up on the internet, comfort foods of the world, filling our bellies with yummy food that provides us comfort. Now, this chart, obviously from Northern Hemisphere, says for Australians it's a meat pie. I don't understand that. Canadians, it's poutine, or I can't even pronounce it. French fries with cheese, curds, and gravy. Chinese, it's barbecue pork buns. Now that sounds like great comfort. South Korea, again, I'm not going to try and pronounce it. Pork bone stew. Yummy. Well, maybe in Ballarat, it's the hot shower. The Ballarat winter, the gift that just keeps on giving. I went for a ride Friday morning, a bike ride. It was cold. It was a great relief to have a hot shower afterwards. Sport, a nice distraction. The Tour de France, it has been epic. AFL, nah, let's not go there. Maybe the garden, getting out into the garden. Maybe a long walk. Maybe it's that hobby. Screen time for yourself or those you live with. So many different things in which we take refuge. Or maybe the term the daily fix. No matter what happens, this has to happen each day. Screen time, exercise time, eating time, socializing time, me time. Today's Psalm 118, is addressing the very question, what do we take refuge in today? It's the Lord's steadfast love. It is the only constant in this life. The Lord is our greatest and only real refuge. Let's pray as we begin. Father God, we thank you for your word and we thank you that it opens up our minds and hearts to you. We ask that you'd speak to us. We ask that your Holy Spirit work in us. Lord, as we look at your word, help us see that you are our greatest refuge, our greatest joy, and help me to preach according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. At the start, you might have seen as Yvonne read, the start and the end is the same. Verse 1, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his steadfast love endures forever. Now see how the word there for the Lord is in capitals? When the Lord spoke to Moses through the burning bush, he gave Moses that title, the Lord, capital letters. Now, in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, there was no vowels, and so we don't know how to pronounce it. Most say Yahweh, some say Adonai. Jews did not even dare pronounce it because it was so holy. It was the Lord Almighty's title. So whenever we see the word Lord in capitals, we know that it is the covenant Lord, the Lord who has a relationship with his people. And what do? We give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he is good. Why is he good? Because his steadfast love lasts, endures forever. It's the Lord who deserves our praise and thanks. Why do we sing? It's not just to get exercise, not just because we like the music. It's a way in which we express our thanks and our joy. We sing to our Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. God's love is so much more than human love. We think about human love, it's often very conditional or restricted. As humans, we love those who love us. We love our family and friends because they love us. They make our lives richer and better. We love those who treat us well. Our love is very conditional at times. But God's love is unconditional. When did God love us? Romans 5 says that when we were still God's enemies, God loved us. What is love? How does God prove his love for us? 1 John 4 verse 10. This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. What's that talking about? That's talking about the cross. The greatest evidence of God's love is Jesus coming to save his enemies, us. God's love doesn't alter. It doesn't have his ups and downs like human love. It isn't conditional. God's love is a constant. And Psalm 118 is a celebration of God's love. You see there in verses 2 to 4, it's declaring everyone should declare God's love. Let Israel say, let the house of Aaron say, let all those who fear the Lord say. Everyone who knows and fears the Lord should declare his love. Such is God's love. But God's love isn't just for the good and easy times. The psalmist in verse 5, out of my distress I called to the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. You see, the psalmist, he calls out to the Lord in his distress, and the Lord has answered him. But notice that it's not like a miraculous just plucking him out of his trouble of the situation. But the psalmist knows that the Lord is beside him. And because the Lord is beside him, he's with him, he will not fear. He asks the question, what can people do to me? God is with me, so I will be okay. And as a result, from his own experience, the psalmist declares those beautiful phrases, the Lord is better to take refuge in. Verse 8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Let's think about politics. How easy it is to trust humans. We place our hope in our leaders, don't we? Much of Victoria, and particularly the Melburnians, are looking to Daniel Andrews. Today is the day. They're taking their refuge in him. They're watching the news. They're checking the daily totals. At times of crisis, we look to our leaders. And now some of us are massive fans of our leaders and how they're going. Some of us are not. But our leaders are humans. And as humans, we make mistakes. We're not perfect. Human leaders make mistakes. I make mistakes. And the last couple of days have proven just how hard leadership is. The media is circling, looking for a mistake, watching to pounce. The investigation, who's responsible? Hear the words of verse 8. Better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. So much better to take refuge in the one who never makes a mistake. Take refuge in the one who actually has all power. So we thought of government. Let's think of church. Over time, incidents happen. Every one of us has intentionally or unintentionally been hurt by others. Every one of us has intentionally or unintentionally hurt others. We're humans. We have all said and done things that we regret. We've been let down and we've let others down. Friends, the Lord is the one who will never let you down. The Lord is the one in which we take refuge. I often hear people, you know, explaining why they left the church, why they don't go to church anymore. Normally, it's a result of sin, and normally it's hurts by other people in the church to them. And there's real pain and hurt. Sometimes it can be an excuse just not to have to go to church. Sometimes it's because of a misunderstanding. But most of the time it's because of what other people have done to them, not what God has done. Brothers and sisters, hear the words of the psalmist and follow his instructions. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Now, I keep repeating it, and you can see why, but in the psalm, as Yvonne read, you see there was a number of phrases that are repeated. In the next section, the nations have surrounded me, the psalmist says, three times. It's obviously someone in leadership, probably the king. The king is surrounded by the nations. On every side, they're like bees swarming him, but not like Aaron's nice bees producing honey, like bees that are wanting to attack. He is hard pressed on every side, no way out, yet the Lord has helped him. The Lord has enabled him not just to survive, but thrive. Friends, life can be all-consuming. At times we can feel that there is no way out. Maybe it's the isolation, not being able to visit those you love. Maybe it's the health concern, COVID, and the anxiety of actually contracting it. Maybe it's the financial hardship of being restricted with work. So many factors can make us feel completely overwhelmed. How do we cope? Where do we turn? We don't turn to leaders. We don't turn to others. We turn to the Lord. Stop trying to be strong enough in yourself. The Lord is our strength. Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. A beautiful word, valiantly. We can never be strong enough in our own strength. We can never provide our own salvation. The Bible is very clear about the gospel. We as humans are weak. We can't save ourselves. That's why we need Jesus. That's why he's the Savior. He's the only one who can save us. And on the cross, he paid the penalty we deserved. It is God's right hand meaning his strength that does valiantly. It's God's right hand that exalts us. We can do stuff, but we can only do so much. It's the Lord who provides for us. This doesn't mean that for Christians our life's just going to be a walk in the park. But when we trust in the Lord, we will be okay. Life will be hard, but God with us will help us through. And verse 17, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Often in life, the Lord allows us to suffer and be severely disciplined. Now, at the moment, the Lord is allowing the world to be severely disciplined, isn't he? The world leaders, for once, are all in agreement. COVID-19 is our biggest threat. People of all ages, of all backgrounds and stages and situations have had to change the way they live. But friends, there is a far greater danger than COVID-19. Our greatest danger and threat is separation from the living God. Because God is the provider of life. God is the provider of every good and perfect gift. God is the only one who can provide in this life and in eternity. Without God, we are nothing. We are just the grass that grows up and fades. But with God, we have everything. And the rest of the psalm describes an arrival and entry of pilgrimage. They're going to Jerusalem, perhaps a festival, probably Passover, but there could be other festivals included. So they're coming to the city of Jerusalem and they're going into the temple. It's a time of great celebration, exciting time to worship the Lord in the temple. But a couple of key verses for us as Christians to look at. Verse 22, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When we know the fulfillment of this prophecy, that Jesus, when he came into Jerusalem, and when he spoke at the temple and all the religious leaders rejected him, he declared that he is the cornerstone, the capstone of our faith. That without Christ, there is no Christianity. Yet Jesus, the Messiah, the chosen one, God's Son, did all those miracles. Everyone believed in him, and yet the Jewish leaders rejected him. Jesus, the king, the stone, the rejected stone, became the capstone, the vital stone that keeps everything in place. And Jesus quoted these verses as recorded in Matthew 21. Jesus said to them, he's talking to the religious leaders, have you never read the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Give thanks that God is good, that his love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. Friends, whatever Daniel Andrews says today is nothing compared to what the living Lord declares every day. No matter what the numbers are today, this week, what the monthly average is, there is far more important numbers. The countless number of times your Lord has provided for you. The number of times that he has sustained you and enabled you to live with certainty of his love and provision. Give thanks to God, for he is good. His love endures forever. Now, I just want to up it a bit. Okay? Be prepared. Here comes a challenge. And maybe a challenge more for our younger members. What helps you get through the day? What do you turn to when you have a spare moment? What rarely leaves you? What for a number of you, including myself, is something that we devote far too much time and energy to? And there is something that we hold on to more than we should. The old smartphone. For a lot of us, it's social media, Facebook. Others, it might be the news app. Others, it might be games or maybe YouTube. Some of us have actually got it in our hands while we're listening to church. And some of us might even be looking at that screen rather than at the TV screen. Friends, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. A challenge. Put the phone down. Don't just put it down, leave it there. Now here's a challenge. Don't touch your phone for the rest of today unless it rings. Now for some, what are you talking about, Toby? This thing, it's just attached to me. I can't live without. Maybe try an hour or two. You'd be amazed how much time you have. We're filling our minds with what we read and see on our phones. Friends, that's just a phone. It's the Lord who we need to take refuge in. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you are the one who provides. Father God, we pray that you would help us to not take our refuge in food, in exercise, in our looks, in other people, and particularly for those of us that just like to just have our little me time with the phone, have our distraction time, have our little uppy time, have our searching, scrolling, emptiness, just get me out of this. Let me focus on something completely different. Lord, help us to put the idol down. Help us to switch off our phones and to spend time with you. And help us to relax. Father God, we thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, help us to take refuge in you and to listen to your word more than anyone else. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.